This is Smallsy Surgery, the podcast.
You ready?
Yeah, let's get into it. The After The Show podcast starts now. Thanks for downloading. Coming up in this podcast, Mr. Bruno Mars. He gives me a call from LA. He's nominated for Best International Artist this weekend at the ARIA Awards. We have a yarn. I have a yarn back. And then here we play his brand new song. Also coming up in this podcast, you tell me the celebrities that you want to see naked. How we got to talking about that? Well, it'll all make sense coming up in this podcast. Plus, somebody else gives themselves an invitation to Nova's Red Room featuring your favourite Stereosonic artists. This is the Smallsy Surgery After The Show podcast, and it starts right now. She sounds a little bit like Taylor Swift, but it's not. She's an Aussie, Ellen LeVon. It's called Over My Head, fresh new hits. Now playing Smallsy Surgery tonight at Nova. Hey, you want to win yourself an invite into Nova's next Red Room? Starring your favourite Stereosonic artists. They're yours to win coming up tonight at 7:40. But right now, the coaches for The Voice 2014 have been announced, and Justin Bieber's in Australia already.
Ladies and gentlemen,
the Daily Top 3.
And the coaches for 2014 today have been announced, joining Ricky Martin and Joel Madden in the big red chairs. Next year, Kylie Minogue and Mr. Will.i.am.
What's up? This is Pink.
And tonight she's being sued along with her hubby Carey Hart by a paparazzo after she allegedly assaulted him and damaged his camera after he was spotted taking pics of Willow at a playground.
Now, the biggest story.
Hey guys, this is Justin Bieber in Smallsy Surgery on Nova.
And the Biebs has touched down in Australia. His Believe tour starts tonight in Brisbane. The word on the street is he arrived early yesterday morning, flying directly into Brisbane and then escaping to far north Queensland for a day of rest and sunshine. Now, still to come tonight, Mr. Bruno Mars is on the show. Call and meet live from LA. But now, Justice Crew, this is everybody. It's Smallsy Surgery here at Nova. Jessica Mowboy, her fresh new hit called Beautiful, now playing. It is Smallsy Surgery here at Nova. Couple of shout-outs on Twitter to the McFly fans who want to hear the boys' new song. And hello to Harry McFly from McFly from the band who tweeted me too, going, Smallsy, please just put everyone out of their misery and play our new song.
This is Smallsy Surgery.
Watch this space. I'll see what I can do for you. Tonight, though, we're now talking about your favourite TV characters that got killed off. Destroyed after they killed off Brian from Family Guy, the only talking dog on TV, and they got rid of him. Madison, hi.
Hi.
Finish the sentence for me. You can't believe they killed off who?
Keith from One Tree Hill.
Keith? How did they kill Keith?
He got shot by his own brother.
Oh, shut up.
Yeah, I'm that, not.
That's pretty hardcore for a teen drama.
I know. I think I cried for the whole day.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Was he attractive? Because they never kill off attractive people in those shows.
Oh, he was old, but I don't know.
Yeah, see, he was old. You can get rid of old people. They don't matter.
Yeah.
Hello, Anthony.
Hello.
Who are you devastated they killed off?
Optimus Prime.
Shut up.
They did.
I know, but don't you think he's going to come back?
No. You're going to have to take the Matrix of leadership.
Who is me? What?
Yeah, you're going to have to take it. Not from behind.
Oh, you smarter. Let's hang up on him. Hello, Jess.
Hi.
Tell me, who can't you believe they killed off?
Robb Stark from Game of Thrones.
Now, who is Robb Stark when he's on Game
Robb
of Thrones?
Stark was beautiful and they killed him.
How did I've never watched an episode of Game of Thrones.
Come on.
No, seriously.
Yeah.
Did you cry?
Yes, I did.
Really?
Yeah.
Don't be ashamed of crying. I am a massive fan of crying to television. True story, I cried on this year's season of The X Factor. And I'm not going to tell you who was singing when I cried. Not Jai. It was Dami. No, it wasn't. Vamps, can we dance? It's Smallsy Surgery. Christ, you were so bad. Tickets to win coming up tonight at 9 o'clock. But, hey, that was Taylor Swift and her song Sweeter Than Fiction. Please welcome to the show this man.
This is Smallsy Surgery.
Make some noise!
Surgery
on Nova.
Yeah, Mr. Bruno Mars, his brand new song called Young Girls from the album Unorthodox Jukebox, about to play it for you in just a moment. Last time I saw Bruno Mars was April this year. He was in Australia. He played at the Logies. He's on the phone right now. Hello, sir.
Hey, how you doing, boss?
Hello, sir. how the hell have you been, man?
I'm good, man.
Well, sir, it is good to have you back on the show. You know, this weekend you're nominated for an ARIA Award here in Australia for Best International Artist. Australia is just has a love affair with you.
I'm always reading their tweets, and I'm so excited. You know, we had such a good time the last time we were out there, and we got to perform at some awesome venues, and I just can't wait to get back out there again because they go nuts.
People already know, but you are coming back to Australia February, touring the country. Miguel's coming along with you. I've got to ask, have you worked the tour out?
So we're planning it out right now to really do the Australian tour right, and I really hope everyone gets a chance to come out and see the show.
Now, Bruno Mars, what I love about you the most is whenever you're on stage, you're always looking suave. You're always dressed in suits. I want to know, have you got something big planned when you come back to Australia?
Oh, it's going to be a surprise. Get ready, Australia, because we're about to blow your shit up.
Boom! I can't wait. All right, let's get your brand new song from the album Unorthodox Jukebox. It's called Young Girls.
Let me introduce
it. Okay, you go for it.
Ladies and gentlemen, prepare your ears, because this song next has been compared to some of the greatest songs ever written. Okay, I lied about that part, but this is my favorite song off Unorthodox Jukebox, and it goes a little something like this. Boom!
This is Nova. I'm Smallsy. And Lady Gaga fans, I've got your tickets to win to see her live in 5 minutes.
The night. Oh, yeah. Let's go.
We in the red room, baby.
Nova's Red Room Stereo Sonic Edition.
What a beast.
Nova's Red Room Stereo Sonic Edition at Marquee the Star.
Every night this week got your invites to win, Cassie.
Hello.
What are you doing next Thursday night?
I don't know, looking after my baby.
Cassie, you are giving that baby to somebody else. Give it.
Are you kidding me?
Give it to a stranger in the street if you have to. I've got money can't buy invitations for you and your boyfriend or husband
Oh my God.
The man who fathered your child to come to Nova's Red Room and get up close and personal with your favourite artist for Stereo Sonic.
Are you kidding me?
They're all yours, Cassie! You're going to be there. You're going to be there checking out Armin van Buuren, Nicky Romero, Afrojack, and Cruella.
Thank you so much. Oh my God, I'm so excited.
Cassie, give that baby away. I'll see you there on the night.
She's gone in at it.
Another chance for you to win your money can't buy invites tomorrow night, 7 o'clock. When we return, tonight's Top 9 at 9 is on with. Will Magic and Rude be your number one most requested song tonight? Oh God, I love this song. Or will it be One Direction Strong? Your 9 most requested songs and tickets to Lady Gaga start right after this ad break. Tim-O-Matic, his fresh new hit at number 8 tonight. It's called Everything Is Allowed. Want yourself tickets to Hunger Games Catching Fire? Call me now, 13 24 10. Request your favourite song. But coming up in less than 10 minutes from now, back by popular demand, the entire cast of Anchorman 2 going to be here swearing on the radio. But before they're here, yesterday on the show, they gave me a reason why you should go check out the new movie, Anchorman 2, The Legend Continues, in cinemas on December 19th. You should go and see Anchorman 2 because...
You will
enjoy pasta in
cock
a doodle
do.
Fantastic. Anchorman 2 in cinemas at the end of the month here in Australia, boys. Thank you for coming to Australia. You know that everyone here has had a love affair with this movie, and we all appreciate you being down under for the premiere.
Everyone's been so kind, and we thank you for all that.
Nathaniel, now you're number 7 in tonight's Top 9 at 9. That is song number 5 in tonight's Top 9 at 9, Lana Del Rey, Young and Beautiful. This is Smallsy Surgery. Hello, I'm Smallsy. Naomi.
Hi.
You requested that song, so I want to give you tickets to The Hunger Games Catching Fire.
Oh my God, thank you so much.
It's the number 1 movie in box offices around the world. You enjoy it, all right?
Oh, thank you so much.
Lady Gaga fans, you have to write down song number 4 in tonight's Top 9 at 9 to win those tickets to see her live. I am about to play it for you, but first...
This is Smallsy Surgery.
Make some noise!
This just feels right.
And this team is bad.
I'm going to do this.
one thing that God put Ron Burgundy on this earth to do. Have salon-quality hair and read the news.
Let's do this.
All right, December 19, Anchorman 2 The Legend Continues is back in cinemas. Katsu, I saw the movie on the weekend. So funny. As good as the first, if not better, I'm going to put it on the line. Yesterday, got to hang out with the entire cast of Anchorman 2. By popular demand, my most favourite part of the interview is back on the show tonight. Now, obviously, the first movie spawned so many great catchphrases like, I love lamp, milk was a bad choice, and then I'm in a glass case of emotion. So I asked the guys, when they sat down to make Anchorman number 2, did they put themselves under pressure to write as many funny catchphrases for this movie?
I don't think any of us think that.
Yeah, right.
I don't think any of us think. I mean, because those things that take that kind of catch on are not, you could never really predict them.
If someone had told you before Anchorman 1 came out that I love lamp is a catchphrase, you'd have said, no, it's not.
You would have lost a lot of money.
Or made a lot of money.
Or made a lot of money
if I had said that. That is very true.
I think you should come up with a catchphrase right now.
Yeah.
Anything that tickling your fancy?
Cockwash.
Cockwash.
Cockwash. Can you use that in a sentence?
It's like a long walk. And a summer day in cockwash.
Oh, we're using cockwash in a sentence?
Yes.
I went down to Bong Bong and got my cockwash.
Steve, do you want to jump in? Not really.
Well, Brick would just say, I love cockwash.
I like what you've done there. Boys, would we like to have a quickie after that? I think that's it's a whole bunch of questions just firepower.
Well, this is like a lightning round.
It really is. Are you ready? Just yell it out.
Yes.
Like, just whoever wants to answer it.
Cockwash!
Cheeseburger or chicken nuggets?
Cockwash!
Do any of you still do your own grocery shopping?
Yes.
Yes.
I don't believe you. On the internet or in the supermarket?
What would the alternative be?
Someone does it for you?
Well, how do they know what we want?
I don't know.
You have to walk through the aisle.
That's very true. Your favourite Instagram filter? None of you Instagram, do you?
No.
I'm going to say Eiffel Tower. Is that one? I don't even
know. No. I'm going to pretend it is. Yeah. And there will be one after this.
Cottage cheese.
There it is.
The last movie that any of you boys cried in?
I cry at commercials.
Yeah?
Anything now that I've got a kid, so after a first child, anything that's even close to sentimental.
Pacific Rim.
I never actually ended up seeing that. Was it a good film?
There were robots attacking alien lizards.
NovaFM.com.au. You can watch my full interview with the entire cast of Anchorman, including that moment when they're yelling out cockwash. I still am not certain of how to use it in a sentence, to be honest with you. I mean, they all gave different variations of how to use cockwash in a sentence. Anyway, as we continue to count down tonight's top 9 at 9, Lady Gaga fans, this is song number 4. You need to go to NovaFM.com.au right now. Now, tell me what this song is, and tickets to see her live in London could be all yours. Enter online now, and song number 4, it's Guy Sebastian, Like a Drum. Number 3 tonight in the top 9 at 9. It is Smallsy Surgery. That is One Direction Strong. Hey, you know what we haven't done in ages here on the show before? And, well, it's the end of the year. We may as well. So let's bring her back.
Hi, Smallsy.
Hey, she's in your phone.
Okay.
Cooler than a dial tone.
Controversial.
She's looking for a loan. But even so, you can add Siri.
Okay. Long-time listeners of the show know that I have this, like, love-hate relationship with Siri on your iPhone. Every now and then she likes to poke her head on the show, find out what's going on, and she normally talks about what's happening on Twitter, but, well, let's find out what she's got up in store for us tonight. So, Siri, I believe you're there. Hello, Siri.
Hey, Smallsy, what's cracking, my homie?
You sound different. The iOS 7 version of Siri, you sound more Australian. Anyway, not much has been going on. How about you? Anything happening that you want to tell me about?
I see you've put on a little weight since I've spoken to you last.
I have put on a little bit of Christmas weight. I've had a couple bits of pudding. Anyway, enough about that. Tell me, have you just talk to me in general? I just want to find out what's going on with you. Do you want to tell me what's trending on Twitter right now? Because that could be very important to tell the people.
Downloading trending topics. Now trending celebrities I want to see naked.
Ooh. Trending on Twitter, celebrities you want to see naked. Tell me, Siri, who do you want to see?
Smallsy, Harry Styles for sure. I want him all up in my grill, like he can touch my home button.
Wow.
If you know what I'm saying.
I know what you're saying, Siri. You want Harry Styles. I've had a thing. You know what celebrity I want to see naked? Jennifer Lawrence.
Good one.
In the Hunger Games set, just emerging naked out of the woods. Is that too much? Have I put too much thought into that? Okay, 13, 24, 10. I want you to call me tonight, though. Let's do this. Call me. Tell me, what celebrities do you want to see naked? Producer CC, yell it out.
Jay-Z.
Why?
Well, apparently his thing looks like a 2-liter Coke bottle.
Shut up. No way. That is your number one most requested song, Magic's Rude. A song first played by me here in the surgery. It's your top 9 at 9. Hello, my name is Smallsy. Thank you for listening tonight.
This is Smallsy Surgery.
Now we're going to talk about your favourite celebrities that you want to see naked, because the hashtag on Twitter, celebs I want to see naked, has been trending for the last 24 hours. So 13, 24, 10, if you've got a celebrity you want to see naked, feel free to call and be part of the party tonight as we talk about it. First up, Todd, hello.
Scarlett Johansson.
Oh, where do you want her naked?
In my room right now.
Oh, thanks, Toddy boy. No, creepy. Natalie.
Hello, Smallsy.
What celebrity would you like to see naked?
I'd like to see Nigella Lawson. She's such a bombshell.
She really is, because it's not always sexually naked all the time.
No,
you just want to find out what's under the bonnet, right? I get
That's
that.
It.
Massive
Absolutely.
Cans. Massive cans. Zena, hi.
Hi, Smallsy.
The celebrity you want to see naked is?
Katy Perry.
Wow, she would just be fit, wouldn't she?
I know.
Like, I wouldn't know where to look first. Okay, yes, exactly. Christy, hello.
Hi.
Who do you want to see naked?
Channing Tatum.
You pretty much have, haven't you? Apparently he used to be a stripper before he was a movie actor, and then he basically showed his penis in Magic Mike anyway, so what's there left? There's no mystery left for you.
Yeah, I don't know. In real life, I think it'd be better.
True, but they do say the movie makes everything look bigger, if you know what I'm saying. Hello, Jordy.
Hey, small CU legend, how are you?
I'm good, man. Who do you want to see naked? Come on.
Taylor Swift, for sure. Mate, she is sex on legs, and there is rumour that she had a boob job, and I just want to see them naked and just put my arms around them and give them a squeeze just to check.
Jordy, you took a segment that was going to be quite nice and made it really pervy.
Mind you,
I never heard that rumour about a breast job.
Mate, in a photo that was taken last year, she's in a beach in a bikini, and there was lots of speculation that she definitely had a boob job, and they look a lot different to her previous photos.
She arrives in Australia next week. Best of luck, Geordie. Your dreams may become a reality.
Thanks, Smallsy.
Now to a celebrity who, no disrespect, Lady Gaga, please keep your clothes on. Actually, we've all seen you naked 10 times anyway. Do What You Want, featuring R. Kelly here at Nova. Imagine Dragons and Demons. This is Smallsy tonight here at Nova. Well, that's just about it for the show. Did you miss any of it? Shame. Lucky I did this for you.
This is Smallsy Surgery in 60 seconds.
Let's go!
Who are you devastated they killed off?
Optimus Prime. You're going to have to take the matrix of leadership.
Me? What?
Yeah, you're going to have to take it. From behind.
You smarter. Let's hang up on him.
This is Bruno Mars.
Have you got something big planned when you come back to Australia?
Get ready, Australia, because we're about to blow your shit up.
Boom! Anna, I want to give you a brand new pair of sunglasses. How does that sound?
About chicka wah wah!
Anything from Smallsy Surgery? Download the podcast now on iTunes.
Back tomorrow night, 7 o'clock, on the show tomorrow. Another chance for you to see Lady Gaga live in London. Dami Im hates Arias week this week. Arias are on this weekend. Dami Im's on. It's her first Arias ever. I'm going to give her pieces of advice, because I am a stalwart when it comes to the Arias. I've been many times and I can tell her what to do, who to say hello to.
You've had so many songs.
So I've had so many hit songs over the years. Also, too, Justin Bieber's in the country, so I thought why not revisit the chat that I had with him earlier this year when he was here in Australia. So that's going to be on the show. And more 1D signed bottles of their fragrance, Our Moment. Hello, Ben Wood.
Hello.
What's going on, my man?
Oh, look, lots.
Were just talking a minute ago on the show about celebrities you want to see naked. I've come to the party and said Jennifer Lawrence from The Hunger Games, naked, emerging from the woods with like a kill just behind her.
Yes.
That's what I want. What celebrity do you want to see naked?
I don't know. Rebel Wilson?
I could make a funny joke about flour, but I won't.
I just made it in my head.
You've been listening to the Smallsy Surgery Podcast. Listen in real time, weeknights, 7 p.m. Only on Nova.